Here then, with just 5.5 weeks to go, is the very first PM General Election 2015 Chris Mason Desk of Election News with Chris Mason.
Eddie, with music as grand as this, it was appropriate that my election campaign reporting stint should begin waiting for a bloke to walk out of a door and climb into a car, and then, 40 minutes later, for him to do the same in reverse, albeit with a little pause to drop a word in our ear. With hats, shivers and gloves, the press pack was waiting for a moment that in practical terms was as everyday as I describe it, but in symbolic terms was so much more.
I've just had an audience with Her Majesty the Queen following the dissolution of Parliament. The general election will be held on May the 7th. And until that day, I will be going to all four corners of all four nations of our United Kingdom with one clear message. Together, we are turning our country around. And for your sake, we must see this through together.
The hum above the Prime Minister, the news helicopters, the TV news channel's coverage powered by aviation fuel. I relied instead on a biro and a banana, watching the sitting Prime Minister make the most of his exclusive use of a rather useful political stage, Downing Street. But today was the day that politics moved away from the backdrops we so often associate it with. That black front door, that white clock face, as David Cameron's staff handed in their security passes and trundled out, apprentice candidate-like, their wheelie cases behind them. First stop, Wiltshire. Down the road in the City of London, Ed Miliband. With an article in one and an advert in the other, the Labour leader laid the ground for his opening pitch in those journals of commerce, the Financial Times and City AM. The advert quoted half a dozen business leaders warning of the risks of leaving the European Union, a possibility with a referendum on membership promised by the Conservatives.
It is a clear and present danger to British jobs, British business, British families and British prosperity. And it threatens to shut UK businesses out of a market which benefits small and big businesses alike, giving them access to the world's largest trading bloc. It's simply the wrong direction for our country.
But whilst those chief execs referred to in the Labour advert had been quoted accurately, a few appeared jittery at best at finding themselves plastered all over something so party political. No such jitters, though, from the actor Martin Freeman, who's recorded a party political broadcast for Labour. Now, we'll catch up with the man with a yellow tie on a yellow bus in a moment. I must get better at these cryptic teases, but we occupy a multicoloured, geographically splintered political map. So to the SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon in a second, after Plaid Cymru's Rhina Piorath contemplates a hung parliament whilst competing with pigeons on Anglesey.
And if you're going into a situation like that, you've got to think, OK, how can we get the best for Wales? And we know that the stronger Plaid Cymru is, the stronger the voice of Wales will be in any talks on deals following May the 7th.
As long as we are part of the Westminster system, it really matters to people in Scotland that we get better decisions and better policies coming out of Westminster. So SNP MPs will seek to win an alternative to austerity.
For the Liberal Democrats, there were 175 reasons for Nick Clegg to head to Solihull in the West Midlands. That was the size of the party's majority there in 2010. The pursuit of votes takes politicians everywhere, so for the outgoing Lord President of the Privy Council, it was Her Majesty the Queen this morning and a hedgehog sanctuary this afternoon.
If you want a party that anchors this country in the centre ground and prevents Britain from lurching to left or right, look at this dismal choice from the Conservatives. We've already heard, and Labour. The Conservatives saying they're going to cut too much, Labour saying they're going to borrow too much.
So never mind Mrs. Tiggy Winkle, I'm piggy in the political middle, says Mr. Clegg. As for Natalie Bennett, the leader of the Greens...
If we want a different sort of politics, it's really within the voters' hands, if they vote for what they believe in, really to deliver a peaceful political revolution on May 7.
She's not the only one who's talked about political revolution. Enter the UKIP leader Nigel Farage. The entire press pack at his party's launch 5 years ago could have turned up in the same taxi. Not so today. Let's take you right into the middle of the media scrum as Mr. Farage unveiled a poster. Get those elbows out.
We're the only party in this campaign saying Britain should have a trade relationship with Europe, but not membership of European Union. And directly as a consequence of that, we're the only party in this election that is actually offering a solution to the immigration crisis. The other parties who want to stay as members of the union cannot offer that.
Eddie, today was the day that honourable members were reduced to mere candidates. Members of Parliament lost those much-prized letters M and P after their names. Oh, and if you wondered what Thursday's TV debate involving seven leaders might sound like, consider the last 5 minutes a public service précis and preview.